Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Luke's Massive Storytelling Podcast Thing. Whoa, yeah, here we go. Check it out now. Enjoy.
Hello, welcome to Luke's Massive Storytelling Podcast Thing. My name is Luke and this is my thing. So it's Friday. It's actually Thursday that I'm recording this. So it's NaNoWriMo Day 19. I'm currently on 46,500, so not too far from the end. But it's still going to take a lot of doing to get the novel into shape. It's going to take many rewrites and many edits, yeah. But we'll get into that. So after my last show, where after the tragedies in Paris and Beirut and whatnot, I recorded a show about how it can feel trivial to make stuff in a world that's falling apart around you. I got some pretty cool feedback. Some guys got in touch. One of them in particular, Russell Burridge, he sent me an email. They went into great detail, but with regards to the last episode, he said, yes to ongoing creativity and cracking open and hybridizing new concepts. No, it's not trivial. You are absolutely right that it is now more essential than ever. Craftsmanship and exploration of craftsmanship over war any day. So I just thought that was really neat. So thanks, Russell, for sending that in. So I wanted to quickly talk about first drafts. I was on Reddit the other day and a guy posted in this group, he was asking for advice. He'd recently been inspired by a Bukowski novel or something. And his post started with this. Basically, I have been trying to write a novel for about 6 months. I've written about 15 different first three pages and just can't stick with one. The problem I think that this guy's having is one that we probably all have when we first start, is that you're thinking of your novel, thinking of the first draft as the thing you publish, as like the end result. And it's not that at all. It's far from that. And when you're in that mindset, you keep wanting to go back to the start because you keep wanting to perfect it. And then if you do ever get past those first three pages and you get far enough down the novel, you realize that's probably not going to... The first three pages probably aren't even right, probably not even relevant to the story anymore. But then you don't want to get rid of them because you spent so long crafting them. It's a bit of a paradox. But the way I like to think about it, I like to think about... So I was reading a book recently by Monica Leonel called Write Better Faster. She has a process of writing an outline, then writing beats for the story, and then doing a sketch draft, which I think is pretty much what I call the more detailed outline or the vomit draft or the first pass. And for me, the first pass isn't really about getting a good piece of writing. It's more, and this is what I've been doing in NaNoWriMo, it's more about excavation. So finding the raw materials, digging out as much raw material as you can, stuff that you can chip away at later. So that first draft, it's definitely more about getting the ideas out and getting the words out, rather than having pretty sentences. I remember Ernest Hemingway said that the first draft of anything is shit. I think he's right. I mean, occasionally you might write a short story or something, you might be pretty good on the first round, but mostly the first draft is shit. I don't think you should even call it the first draft. I call it the vomit draft. Just because it's not something you show to people, really. And then after you've done that, after you've done the excavation process, then you can move on to the actual first draft, or as I call it, draft 1.0. That's when you've gone over it, you've rewrote the parts that you wanted to rewrite. You've still not added the super pretty bits in yet. You're basically just refining the structure. You're giving the whole thing a nice shape, and you're starting to work it towards, starting to massage it into what you want it to look like. And then once you've got 1.0, that's the point I'd probably get someone to try and get someone to read it. Because if something is wrong, like the plot hole, or something is missing, or something isn't explained very well, that's the point you want to be changing it. Because you don't want to be making the prose all pretty just to think, oh, this point, this whole chapter doesn't even work, actually, I need to change it. So it's that point you need to get. It's about finalising the structure. And then once you've done that, and you've had someone read it, and you've changed the bits that you need to read, this is the point at which you go through the process of 1.1, 1.2, 1.3, and you keep going over it until you finally are happy with it, and then you start to do what I call pepper in the poetry, which is when you start to try and get it to read well. Yeah, you read through it out loud, and you want it to zing. You want the jokes in there to be on point. You want the description to be full of flavor, and you just want to be able to read it out loud and be able to stomach it. At that point, you just want to be able to stomach your own writing. And then once you're happy with that, once you've got to draft 2.0, then you start looking at passing it to a professional editor, getting some more beta readers, and then adding their notes, adding their changes, 2.1, 2.3. Eventually, once you're happy, do a final proofread, and then you're on draft 3.0, which, for me, that's when you want to start publishing it, because anything more than that, you're going to end up in this horrible loop where you never actually publish anything. And all you're doing is moving commas around, making a character, move their hand in a certain way because you think it's going to add more dynamics when the reader won't really notice it. Is it these tiny details that aren't really going to do anything? Because it's more of a psychological thing. At that point, you're stalling, basically. You're giving in to what Stephen Pressfield refers to as the resistance. So just publish it at that point, or if you're going to do a traditional publish, get it sent off, get it to the people you need to send it to. Cool, okay, so I've gone over 5 minutes. So we're on day 19 of NaNoWriMo. I'm going to spend the last 10 days trying to massage it, to try to start working towards what I would call a proper first draft rather than the vomit draft. But yeah, okay, cool. So I'm going to go. I've got a couple of interviews next week. We've got one with a guy called Justin Sloan, a good guy. Another one, John Late, another comic book one. We've really started to push the comic book project forward. Exciting, scary. Super scary, actually. But I don't know, we'll see how that goes. All right, get in touch. You know what? I've not asked for a while for a 5-star review on iTunes. They are pretty important because they get you up the charts and more people find the show. So if you can give us a 5-star rating, that would be super appreciated. All right, guys. Cheers. Bye.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.